My best is yet to come. And so it is. Amen. Affirmation. Today, in the perfect healing presence of God, I move forward with clarity, purpose, determination, and peace. 28. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate low self-esteem inferiority. Dear God, today I ask that the presence of your love and power fill the words of this prayer so that I will be healed. I have lost all sense of who I am and why I matter in life. I have lost my sense of value, worth, and meaning. I have lost the understanding of my authentic self, who I am in you, and I struggle with feeling less than you created me to be. Today, it is my intention to seek, find, experience, and express my true self. Today, it is my desire to live with a renewed sense of who I am. I acknowledge my potential and inherent right to be uniquely me. I consciously release all false versions of who I thought I was, and I consciously replace them with a deep and lasting connection to my authentic identity. I no longer choose to compare myself to others. I choose to see me as you created me. I choose to accept myself as a divine demonstration of all that is goodness and greatness. I choose to focus my attention on using my time and talent to create a life that supports a greater unfolding of the best of me. I acknowledge and choose to stand fully grounded in the power of who I am. I see myself as whole, complete, competent, and divine. I decree and declare that I matter to you, I matter to myself, and I matter to life. Knowing these words have been heard and received in the presence of God, I offer joyful praise and gratitude. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. Firmly I stand in the truth of my being, knowing that I am filled and fulfilled by the power of my authentic identity. I matter. 29. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate numbness, disconnect. Precious and divine Holy Spirit, I call for your presence today, knowing that you are the movement and activity of God, my source, my creator. I call out to you today with an open heart. I call out to you, asking with the willingness to receive an outpouring of your essence so that I will feel the energy of love. Holy Spirit, I have been numb, shut down, cut off, and disconnected from my source. I know that the Spirit of God and the energy of love abides in my heart. Holy Spirit, I confess that my heart has been closed. It has been cold. It has been hardened by situations and experiences I could not understand or accept. I confess that I long to feel the joys of life, to enjoy a connection to people, and to share the essence and energy of my heart. Holy Spirit, I confess, I have been afraid until today. Today, I am willing to feel and to share my feelings and to connect with others from the depth of my being. Today, I am willing to feel and to share my feelings and to connect with others from the depth of my being. Today, I am willing to have my heart brought back into alignment with your presence, knowing you are the essence of God's love. Heal my heart today, Holy Spirit. Open my heart so that I will once again be connected to and experience the ebb and flow of life in the core of my being. Open my eyes so that I will see and know the beauty of life beyond what is difficult, hard, and painful. Wake me up, shake me up, reconnect me to the truth of what I feel and desire. I call upon you, Holy Spirit, knowing in your presence I am safe and protected. I am ready to feel again. I am ready to love again. I am ready to live fully and experience life on all levels with all people at all times. Holy Spirit, heal my heart at the deepest level available to me at this time. Keep me safe in your care. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. I am connected to life. I feel the presence, light, and love of the Holy Spirit moving in my heart. 30. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate overwhelm. Divine Spirit of life, God, by all the names you are known and called, I have taken on too much. I am doing too much. Much is being asked and required of me. In this moment, my mind and heart are overwhelmed, and I'm leaning into you for support and relief. You are the light of my soul. You are the hope in my heart. You are the creative essence of my mind. You are the purpose of my life. I will take a deep breath, slow down, and surrender all thoughts to you. I surrender all thoughts of the past and the future to you. I surrender all of my cares and concerns to you. I surrender all of my responsibilities and assignments to you. I ask that you heal, transform, or eliminate into your light all thoughts of I can't in my mind. I ask that you transform into your love any fear, restlessness, or obligation in my heart. I ask that you transform into courage any hesitation in my thinking or way of being. Keep me on the path today. Keep me in your light today. Carry the load for me today. Be my strength now and forevermore. I ask, I allow, God becomes. Thank you. And so it is. Affirmation. I rest in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I am completely revitalized as I rely on the perfecting presence of God. 31. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate powerlessness. Blessed Father, I give you my mind today, asking that you quiet all false ideas that have led me to believe that I am powerless. Grant me freedom from the mistaken ideas about who I am that motivate me to act as if I'm powerless. I declare today as the holy instant during which my mind was healed and brought into perfect alignment with the power of God. I know that God's power is my power. I give you my heart today, asking that you eliminate, eradicate, and disintegrate any energy within me that has been created by toxic, unloving, unproductive emotions, memories, beliefs, and traumas that may in any way block, hinder, deny, or obstruct my ability to stand powerfully in my life and in the world. I declare today, as the holy instant during which my heart was healed and brought into perfect alignment with the will of God, I give you my life today, asking that you guide me, lead me, instruct me, correct me, and remind me of your presence within me, your plan for me, and your love of me. I declare today, as the holy instant during which all aspects of my mind, my heart, and my life were healed and brought into perfect alignment with the power and presence of God within me, I am available to receive the fullness of your presence. I accept the gifts that your power brings forward in me and as me. I declare today as the time I will know, accept, allow, and believe that your holy presence and all of its power is unfolding within me, through me, and all around me moment by moment. Today, I focus my complete attention and every intention on living as a loving, powerful demonstration of who you have created me to be. I claim my power. I am grounded in my power. I am surrounded and supported by the presence of God's power. As your presence fills my mind, blessed Father, I am so grateful. Amen and ashe. Affirmation. God's power is my power. God's power is available and activated within me and as me. 32. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate pride. Humble me, Lord. My mind, my heart, and my mouth have fallen prey to the pride-filled demands of my ego. My thinking, my speaking, and my behavior have been inflated by my humanness to the point of overriding the call and needs of my spirit. Forgive me for the aggressiveness of my thoughts, the harshness of my feelings, and the unkind and unloving ways in which I have behaved. Forgive me for any hurt or harm I have caused to others. Forgive me for the things I have said or done to promote, advance, and lift myself above and without consideration of you. Humble me, Lord, so that I will live the true and loving fruits of my spirit. Show me how to be. Correct me when I need it. Direct me according to your plan and your will for my life. I now choose to be kind and loving. I now choose to be grace-filled and peaceful. I now choose to be a representation, a demonstration, and an advocate for your loving presence. Help me, Lord, to see myself rightly and to behave in ways that are aligned with the truth of my soul. Help me, Lord, to see others rightly and to treat them with the same loving compassion with which you have treated me. Help me to stand in and with the strength of my soul and not for the advancement of any selfish wants or desires. Teach me when and where to stand up, when to sit down, how to speak up, and what to say for the highest good of everyone involved. I just want to be better. I want to be a better person and a better demonstration of you. Humble me, Lord, and heal my mind and heart of those things that move me away from your presence and your will. I ask these things, knowing that every prayer is answered according to my trust, faith, and belief. I trust you, Lord. I put my faith in you, God. I believe that you know my heart and my needs. I give thanks right now for your loving presence, which fulfills my needs and so it is. Affirmation. The fruits of the Spirit within me are stronger than the demands of pride. 33. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate regret. Beloved Father, blessed and divine Holy Spirit, I acknowledge and accept that your grace is always with me. I surrender all regrets. There are no mistakes you hold against me. I surrender all regrets. Your grace is forgiving and allows me to forgive myself. I surrender all regrets. When I forget all the good things I am created to be, your grace guides me back to my center. When I get lost in the stories manufactured by my ego, your grace saves me from myself. When I go my own way without seeking first your divine guidance, your grace protects me. All those times I have made mistakes that could have been my downfall, your grace kept me safe. Those times when I did not reap the full consequences of what I was thinking or speaking, it was because of your grace. I surrender all regrets. I have done nothing for which you would punish me. Your grace is the unwavering and unconditional love you have for me. It is your grace for which I am so grateful. It is the power of your mercy for which I give you praise. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your grace. Your grace has been and shall be my all-sufficiency. I now rest in your grace. I surrender all regrets. I let all things be, and so it is. Amen. Affirmation. I surrender all regrets. Through thick and thin, no matter what, God's grace will guide and keep me. 34. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate rejection. Father, Mother God, blessed and divine Holy Spirit, I am offering you this prayer as my weapon to fight off thoughts and feelings of rejection. You promise me that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I have been in battle with feeling denied, pushed away, forsaken, and rejected. I have been in battle within my own mind about why I have been discarded as unimportant. Today, I am choosing my victory over these thoughts and feelings. Today, I am choosing to remember that you accept me. You have a purpose for me and you love me deeply. Today, I am choosing to combat the thoughts and feelings of rejection with acknowledgement and acceptance of your loving presence within me. In my most difficult and dark times, you, God, have been there. When others turned their backs and walked away, you have been with me. When I have felt lonely, when I have been exhausted, when I was chasing human connection and affection, you have whispered, "Come unto me." Your loving presence has never failed me. Your acceptance of me has never disappointed me. In this moment, I ask for a deeper and conscious connection to you that will eliminate and heal what I have called rejection. Today, it is my intention to be fully aware, to accept and acknowledge the presence of your love. Your love lifts me. Your love heals me. Your love comforts me. Your love corrects all errors in my mind and wounds in my heart. Thank you for healing me of all thoughts, feelings, and experiences of rejection. Thank you for reminding me that with you and in you, I can be loved beyond measure. Thank you, God, for the presence of your Holy Spirit that has already answered this prayer. I feel your presence now. I rest in thee, and so it is. Affirmation. God has never, can never, will never reject me. I feel the presence of God's love. 35. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate resentment. Dear God, my God, I invite you into every aspect of my mind today to heal me of resentment. I invite you into every aspect of my heart today to heal me of resentment. Give me wisdom, dear God. Give me patience. Give me a new way of being so that resentment shall never again find a home within me. I ask that the healing power of your love and truth flow through me so that I will come into divine understanding of every experience that has caused me to feel resentment. I ask that the healing power of your love and truth flow through me so that I will come into a divine understanding of every experience that has caused me to feel resentment. I open myself fully to receive your presence. I open myself to be healed. In your presence, I surrender all thoughts of resentment. I open myself to feel and express kindness and gentleness. In your presence, I let go of all resentments. I open myself to feel and express acceptance and compassion. In your presence, I let go of my old ways of thinking and being that have allowed resentments to fester in my mind and heart. I open myself to create new experiences for myself in every aspect of life. In your presence, I embrace and affirm love, acceptance, and peace. Thank you, God, for surrounding me with your light. Thank you, God, for filling me with your love. Thank you, God, for reminding me of the truth. There are no mistakes. I surrender all regrets. I claim my freedom from resentment. I am so grateful. Thank you. And so it is. Affirmation. The presence of God's wisdom and love in my soul now sets me free from all resentments. 36. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate sadness, sorrow. Blessed Divine Holy Spirit, I acknowledge you as my source and my strength, knowing that only your presence can erase the sadness in my heart. I accept you as my joy and my peace, knowing that with your compassion, the sorrow I feel will be lifted. I am aware that you, the source of my healing, will lead me back to wholeness. Faithfully trusting the power of your loving presence, I ask to be healed and lifted out of the sadness that has overtaken me. I place the concerns of my heart in your care today. I place the heaviness of my heart in your love today. I place all anxiety and worry about my life in your light today. I ask that you surround me with courage and fill me with comfort and give me the peace of mind that will lift the burden of sadness from my heart. I surrender my mind to you. I surrender my heart to you. I ask for the power of your strength and wisdom to support me as I move through this temporary experience of sadness. I am so grateful that I can lean on you to assist me. I am so grateful that I can depend on you to do as I ask. I am so grateful to know that you love me. I am so grateful for your presence, which will carry me into a new awareness and a new experience. For you, Holy Spirit, I am eternally grateful. I rest in me, and so it is. Affirmation. I have found and reclaimed my joy in the presence of the Holy Spirit. 37. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate self-abuse. Precious Lord, Divine Father, Mother God, I know that you created me with wisdom and love, and that all that you are, I am. I know that you placed a calling in my soul and a purpose on my life, yet I feel I have missed the mark. There's a part of me that feels and believes I have disappointed you, and that part motivates me to engage in abusive behavior. I confess, precious Lord, that I have abused my mind and my body. I confess that I have harbored abusive thoughts about myself. I have nourished abusive feelings toward myself, and I have engaged in abusive behaviors that threaten my well-being and my life. I confess, dear Lord, that I am powerless over these things, and I am turning to you for help and healing. I am asking for the wisdom, strength, and courage to know myself, accept myself, love myself, and take care of myself. I am asking for the presence of mind and peace of mind that I need to make better and healthy choices for myself. I am asking for strength of will and discernment so that I'll know what is good, right, and best for me moment by moment and how to choose rightly. I am crying out to you as the source of my life. I am reaching up to you as the foundation of my life. I am leaning into you as my help and my healing. Moment by moment, I surrender my total being to you. Protect me from the self-inflicted hurt, the mindless harm, and the dangers I face as a result of abusing myself. Wipe my slate clean so that I will be restored and renewed through the power and presence of your loving kindness. Remove from me all thoughts and feelings that are not aligned with your love of me and for me. Forgive me for everything I have thought, said, or done that stands in the way of my highest and greatest good unfolding. I release the past easily and effortlessly into your grace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let thy will be done. And so it is. Affirmation. I deny and denounce all self-abuse as I open myself to receive God's healing touch. 38. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate shame. I praise you, God, as my father, my mother, my friend. I acknowledge that I am one with you. I acknowledge that you are my wisdom and my peace. I thank you for your grace and mercy in every area of my life. Breathe life into me, Father, so that the light of you will shine through me and eliminate all shame. I now lift to you the broken places in my mind so they might be healed of shame. I now lift to you the broken places in my heart so they might be healed of shame. I now lift to you every mistaken thought, past and present, that has distorted how I see myself and filled me with shame. I now lift to you every feeling I have held, past or present, that has polluted my heart with shame. Light my heart with joy and fill my spirit with peace so that I will never again feel ashamed. Give me total and complete acceptance of who I am on the inside and let my acceptance of myself light up the world all around me. I now reclaim the truth of my being in you. I now reestablish the power of my being in you. I am so grateful that you know and accept me just as I am. I ask to be restored to the fullness of my identity in you. I now open myself for an outpouring of your loving light and guidance. Your spirit indwells me. Your truth infills me. Your love sustains me. Your presence within me reminds me that I am totally and completely acceptable to you. I declare there is nothing shameful about me. Knowing that you are with me in all things and through all circumstances, I simply desire to demonstrate more of you as me. Thank you, God, for reminding me who I am. Thank you, God, for teaching me to accept who I am, for this renewal, and for the healing it brings. I am so grateful. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. I acknowledge and accept the presence of God in me as the truth of who I am that eliminates shame. 39. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate stubbornness. Precious and divine Holy Spirit, I acknowledge that I am one with you. I acknowledge that you are my wisdom and my peace. I now lift to you the broken places in my mind so that they might be healed. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you the broken places in my heart so that they might be healed. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit, I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you every mistaken thought, past and present, that has distorted how I see myself. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you every feeling I have held, past and present, that has polluted how I feel about myself. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you my behaviors, past and present, through which I have labeled myself as wrong. Create in me a cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you all experiences, past and present, that I have deemed as bad. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now lift to you every choice and every decision that has taken my life away from the path of your will. Create in me a gentle and cooperative spirit. I surrender all forms of stubbornness. I now reclaim the truth of my being in you. I now reestablish the power of my being in you. I ask to be restored to the fullness of my identity in you with a calm, cooperative, and gentle spirit. I ask, I allow, I accept as the Holy Spirit becomes this truth in every fiber of my being. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. Who I am is anchored and secure in the flexible, cooperative, kind-hearted, and receptive presence of the Holy Spirit. 40. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate unappreciated, unimportant. Dear God, my prayer today is simple. Fill me with a spirit of gratitude. I have given all I have to give and done more than expected of me, and my ego cries out to hear thank you. Today, instead of wanting a thank you for others, I am turning to you. Fill me with a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving. Teach me how to be grateful for every blessing I have received. Teach me how to celebrate every talent, gift, and ability I have used to support myself and others. Remind me that every day I live to breathe again, to work, to laugh, to pray, to play, and to enjoy the gift of life is a blessing from you. I confess, there have been times when you have helped me, lifted me, saved me from my human condition, and I have forgotten to thank you. I surrender the need, the desire, the demand to be recognized by others and ask for your spirit of gratitude to fill and overtake me. I am grateful, God. I am grateful to be alive. I am grateful to be able to think and feel and make better choices. I am grateful for every lesson and every blessing I have encountered and lived through. I am grateful for those who have been there for me. I am grateful to have been able to serve and support and assist others in their time of need. I am grateful for my home, my health, and my ability to do meaningful work. I am grateful for every challenge and difficulty that has helped me to become better, stronger, and wiser. So today, dear God, I ask that you hear my simple prayer. Fill me with the spirit of gratitude so that I will know and remember that all I do and all I give is for you and not for me. Thank you, God, for hearing me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for working in me and as me. And so it is. Amen. Affirmation. I am filled with the spirit of gratitude for all that I am and all that I have and for all that I am able to do. 41. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate unsupported. Help me, God. I need to feel your presence right now. I'm having a hard time. I feel completely unsupported by those I expect to be there for me. I have given to others, done for others, been there for those who never seem to be there for me. There is a part of my mind that knows you are holding me, lifting me, caring for me. There is another part of my mind that forgets. So in this right now moment, I am asking to feel your presence so I will know I am being supported. In this time of difficulty, let me know that you are with me. Take the eyes of my mind off the need to have human support and focus the energy of my soul on your divine support. Help me to forgive those I believe have let me down. Teach me to forgive myself for looking to others for the things I know I can only get from you. Fill my mind with clear thoughts. Fill my heart with pure love. Lift me from this pit of despair and let me feel your presence in me and around me. There is so much I desire to do. There is so much you have given me to do. I am asking to know that I am supported, to feel supported, and to be supported so that I will complete every task and assignment with joy. Thank you for the infilling of your presence I feel right now. Thank you for always, in all ways, being the support that I need. Thank you for holding me by the hand in the way only you can do, so that I will know and feel that I am always supported at all times, in all situations. Thank you, God, for the privilege of prayer. Thank you for the blessing of your answer to this and every prayer. I rest in thee. I let it be. And so it is. Affirmation. I am so grateful that God is my ever-present and lasting support at all times, in all situations. 42. Prayer and affirmation to neutralize, heal, and eliminate unworthiness, worthlessness. Beloved Holy Father, humbly I ask for and gratefully I acknowledge that your loving presence is with me in this moment. Teach me how to acknowledge my worth so that I will do so as a divine expression of you. Teach me how to accept my worth so that I will do so as a unique creative expression of you. Teach me how to appreciate my worth so that I will do so as a loving, purpose-filled expression of you. Teach me how to live my worth so that I will do so as a creative expression of you. Teach me how to demonstrate my worth so that I will do so as a courageous expression of you. Teach me how to acknowledge, accept, recognize, embrace, appreciate, live, and demonstrate the awareness that I am worthy so that I will do so because of you. Teach me how to acknowledge, accept, recognize, embrace, appreciate, live, and demonstrate the belief that I am worthy so that I will do so as a divine expression of you. Today, it is my intention to embrace every opportunity to stand fully, powerfully, boldly as a divine expression of the worth of God that I am. God's life as me makes me worthy. God's presence as me makes me worthy. God's truth as me makes me worthy. God's love as me makes me worthy. I surrender all limiting and self-denying thoughts, beliefs, and patterns of behavior. I declare that I am worthy. I now ask the precious Holy Spirit of life, the presence, movement, and activity of God to give life energy to these words so they will become the reality I live moment by moment for the rest of my life. I thank you, precious Spirit, for reminding me that this is so. I let it be, and so it is. Affirmation. I now acknowledge, accept, and appreciate how worthy I am as an individualized expression of God. Chapter 8, Thought Therapy in Real Life. A thought is an idea, a premise, a conviction that determines how you do, what you do, when you do it, if you do it. Bishop T.D. Jakes. One of the most difficult challenges for me as a minister, teacher, and spiritual life coach is to watch my clients and students suffer. Many folks have everything they need to create what they desire. They know what they need to do, and yet they don't do it. They suffer unnecessary stress because they won't meditate. They suffer from intolerable levels of worry and confusion because they won't pray. They suffer from issues of poor health and lack physical well-being because they refuse to eat mindfully or exercise minimally. The human brain's negativity bias, which wires us to give more attention to the negative than to the positive, means feeling bad can become so familiar that it almost feels good. Why people seem to be more content to complain and suffer than to consciously or consistently do what is required to improve themselves and their lives is a conundrum. Holding on to whatever or whoever is the source of our pain or distress is apparently much more comfortable than the effort required to get over it. How do you travel the psychic distance from suffering, that is, living a life that stands in destructive opposition to your essence and your dreams, to liberation, in other words, living on purpose and making conscious choices every day of your life. The shortest route from relentless suffering to triumphant liberation that I have ever witnessed has been through watching my students discover and deal with their dominant negative thought patterns. Just as you eat and sleep every day to nourish your body and ensure its healthy existence, in order to maintain your psycho-spiritual well-being, you must build your GOI muscles. Worthlessness, climbing the mountain. Mickey's journey from soul-deep suffering to freedom began when she attended a few of my classes with her girlfriend, Sheila. Mickey had come of age in the shadow of her alcoholic father's verbal abuse and chronic unemployment and her mother's undiagnosed depression. Home was not a happy place. The women in Mickey's extended family, who always seemed to be lurching from one crisis to another, taught her not to expect much from life. In fact, she was programmed not to expect much from herself or for herself. When we met, Mickey had no vision for her life beyond making sure she got paid every 2 weeks by somebody, taking care of her two children, and praying that she would make it to the next paycheck or disaster, whichever struck first. Mickey, who was always mistakenly considered to be the quiet one, had hidden her core beliefs quite skillfully. Beneath her seeming compliance, she was a defiant ticking time bomb. Few people could have ever imagined the depth of Mickey's unexpressed rage. In most situations, Mickey was silent. She rarely stood out or stood up for herself. That was because Mickey had no voice. Her verbally abusive father had stripped it from her. Mickey's hidden DNTPs were first outed by her friend, We were in class talking about what happens when we project our core beliefs onto people and things outside of ourselves. I had the group laughing about human beings' tendencies to act a lot like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde when they're unconscious. That's when Sheila recounted to the group the aftermath of one of Mickey's recent explosions. Sheila said, "We were out shopping at the mall and in a small clothing store for women. Mickey was quietly sorting through the sales rack, and I was looking for a pair of earrings when out of nowhere, I heard a loud voice screaming out the sales clerk who had been hassling a teenager about a jacket she was trying to return. I mean, it was shocking. Then I realized it was Mickey spewing those horrible insults and foul language. Mickey had gone straight exorcist on the clerk. If you hurt someone whom Mickey cares about or try to take advantage of someone who is weaker than you, Quiet Mickey will go off. In these circumstances, Mickey's invisible fuse gets lit. Not only is she going to be seen, she is going to be heard. As I explained to the group, what concerned me most about Mickey's fireworks was this. Suppressed core beliefs often contain multiple DNTPs that can lead to self-immolation at a time when you could least afford to burn. After a year of getting to know Mickey through workshops and in a few one-on-one sessions, I discovered by accident that she was an amazing seamstress. She had made one of her classmates a wedding dress that included some of the most intricate hand sewing and beadwork that I have ever seen. The gown was breathtaking, not only because it was form-fitted for a plus-size woman, but because it was flawless. When the bride shared her wedding photos on her class-assigned vision board, she revealed that Mickey had made the dress for $150. I was floored. The dress was clearly worth $2,500 or more, but that wasn't my real concern. I had been working with Mickey for months, supporting her in creating a vision for her life. With all the possibilities we had explored, all the ideas we tossed around, she never once mentioned that she could design and sew. When I pressed, Mickey explained that while growing up, she made all of her clothes because her family was so poor. She had learned how to reconstruct hand-me-downs so the other kids in school would stop making fun of her. She loved sewing. But she didn't consider it anything special because it was something that she had to do. The four A's to the rescue. The first step was to help Mickey become completely aware that what she was able to do with a piece of fabric was a special gift. She didn't recognize the fact that she could do more than just make a living creating clothes for other people. I encouraged her to Google David Riesberg, the founder of David's Bridal, who began his empire making wedding gowns for family members and friends just for the pleasure of it. He became a very wealthy man. After a few more coaching sessions and some homework assignments, Mickey discovered that her biggest challenge was charging people money. She didn't believe that she or her gift had any real value or that she had the right to charge people fair market prices for her creativity and labor. After I coaxed Mickey into watching an episode of Project Runway with me, I gave her an assignment. She was to watch an entire season of Project Runway and then give me a price for every garment created and presented on the show. Mickey persevered and returned with a new awareness of the value of her skills and herself. Because she had never been formally trained, Mickey thought that she didn't have a right to charge people a lot of money for her clothing. During our conversation, Mickey remembered an unconscious DNP that she had picked up from her mother. It was crude, irrational, and totally debilitating. Who the F you think is going to wear that when they can get something better in the store? This is what Mickey's mother said to her when at age 9, Mickey proudly displayed the first skirt she made in school from an old dress her aunt had given her. She had used the old dress remnant because her mother refused to buy fabric for her school project. In her mind, Mickey had wired the value of her skills and work to her mother's rejection and her family's poverty. Although Mickey's teacher had told her that she was talented, Mickey was ashamed that her class assignments had to be sewn using surplus fabric the teacher gave her, and that those garments became her only school clothes. Unworthiness, rejection, shame. That was quite a collection of DNTPs for anyone to have to face. Project Runway taught Mickey the value of her craft, but did little to boost her self-worth. Although she had pulled herself up a few rungs by going to community college and becoming a medical coder and biller, she despised her life and herself. The generational DNTP she had picked up was this: life is hard. You're never going to have enough money to make it better, so you better hope you can find a decent man and keep it. When Mickey reported for her coaching session and announced that she had broken up with the man she referred to as her lying, cheating, living lover, she was hotter than an erupting volcano. That man was lucky to leave the relationship with his skin still attached to his body. And Mickey was finally so raw and so tired of suffering that she was willing to try anything. That's when we made a pact that Mickey would join one of my GOI focus groups. In the GOI focus group, I explained to everyone that we all inherit stuff from our families of origin, raising from the nuances of what we like to how we respond to certain people and experiences. Too often, what we feel, hear, and see growing up becomes a subconscious 3D game board of thoughts and feelings that too often create and direct our lives. When the focus group participants had to identify their top 4 DNTPs, Mickey was still a little skeptical. But she remembered that using the 4 A's as a new set of lenses for examining her past experiences had led her to a breakthrough, and that the Project Runway assignment had given her a deeper awareness of her life's possibilities. She started to acknowledge how holding on to certain outdated core beliefs had led her to a dead end. The beliefs that Mickey had made about her value and worth, the ones that led to decisions she was totally unaware of, were based on what she had seen, heard, felt, and experienced as a child. These were the bricks that created the foundation of her persistent and dominant negative thought patterns. Mickey was fighting against the DNTPs of unworthiness, rejection, shame, and rage, as well as the emotional scars caused by physical, psychological, and emotional abandonment. Her awareness of herself as an individual, her needs, her capacity to create life in a meaningful, powerful, or productive way did not exist when she began her journey. At that point, Mickey was still a victim. She knew what had been done to her and not done for her, and she was angry about it. She didn't believe that she had a right to complain or speak out, so Mickey had commanded herself to be silent. She buried her real thoughts and feelings until, like a pressure cooker with too much heat, she finally blew up. When the invisible, silent Mickey morphed into Exorcist Mickey, everyone ran, which only reinforced her fear of abandonment. Slowly and with great care, I began to help her see how what she was thinking and feeling was showing up in her life. In one class, I challenged Mickey to keep a negative thought journal for 90 days. Fewer than 30 days in, she got it. She became aware of how the thought she held about herself was showing up in her life. She finally began to see how her DNTP of worthlessness had landed her with a sorry-ass, son-of-a-bitch, lying, cheating, living lover. Initially, Mickey used that information to beat herself up, to make herself wrong. "I can't believe what a fool I've been," she cried. "If you fool me once, it's shame on you. And fool me twice, it's shame on me. What happens when you fool yourself again and again and again? That must mean you're just a fool." Self-recrimination is a common challenge when people bump into a new awareness about themselves. They judge themselves for what they did, even when they were unaware that they were doing it. I tell them exactly what I told Mickey. It is unkind and unloving to expect yourself to know how to do something you were never taught how to do. Acknowledgement was a huge hurdle for Mickey. It took her quite a while to own her rage toward the long list of men who had lied to and betrayed her, starting with her father. The real difficulty came when she had to face the countless ways that she had abused herself for not being strong enough to fight back and defend herself as a child. Her core belief of worthlessness left her trying to prove her worth to herself by cycling in and out of relationships with men who violated, betrayed, and abused her. This resulted in her feeling even more unworthy, ashamed, and rejected. Every DNTP is the result of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that dominate our consciousness due to constant repetition. Mickey had been reinforcing her negative beliefs about herself for a lifetime, and yet a healthy muscle hidden in her consciousness was beginning to reveal itself. After the Project Runway assignment, Mickey started to want more for herself. She wanted her children to be better and accomplish more, too. She didn't want them to ever feel ashamed or abandoned. Initially, the thought of challenging her hidden DNTPs seemed overwhelming to her. She said she didn't know if she could survive the long, slow, painful process of healing. It took a lot of work, discipline, and even more self-compassion to help Mickey dig out of the pit of shame, blame, and betrayal. Fortunately, Mickey's greatest asset was her willingness to change. However, when I introduced the concept of healing her DNTPs with the thought therapy tools of prayer and affirmation, she had an intense reaction. In her mind, the people who had treated her the worst of all when she was growing up were the people who, she said, pretended to be Christians. That's when Mickey and I agreed that maybe a little more practice was in order. She needed to make the connection between intention and action in a very concrete way before she started her daily GOI work. So, I gave Mickey a new assignment, a 45-day kindness project. Every day, for 45 days, she had to do 3 acts of kindness for someone she didn't know, then record what she had done in her journal. She could hold the door for someone, put money in an expired parking meter, give a stranger a compliment, help someone with her grocery bags, or anything else she could think of in the moment. The thing I loved about Mickey was that whenever I gave her an assignment, she would look at me, cock her head to one side, and say, "You know you are crazy as hell, right?" Then she would go off and do exactly what I had asked of her. When Mickey returned with her journaling assignment, she had several remarkable stories of the wonderful things that had happened for her. She got a raise. She met a man, a really nice man. Someone, a stranger, had offered to sell her his house if she could move in within a month. He was being relocated by his job and had to leave in 10 days. She was amazed by the results of the project and was still fighting through disbelief. I pointed out to Mickey that no one had refused her gift of kindness because she had been verbally abused by her father or emotionally abandoned by her mother. Everyone who had been touched by her kindness had received it as a gift and a blessing, without even knowing about the mistakes she had made in choosing men or raising her children. Every act of kindness or giving comes from our Godness, the goodness that exists within each of us. That place cannot be touched by anything you do or don't do, nor is it affected by what happens to you on the level of physical experience. That sacred place within grows and expands alongside our consciousness. Mickey's acts of kindness